Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee of September 26th. It is 1:54 Eastern Time, and this is Nancy Saibar Natitomi. I'm the chair, and I will call the roll. Wally James from KPFT.
Here.
Wally is present. Thomas O'Rourke from WPFW. Thomas, I do not hear you. Robert Payne from KPFK. Robert Payne, I do not hear you. Lydia Ponce from KPFK. Lydia, I do not hear you. Ralph Pointer from WBAI.
Ralph here.
Ralph present.
Ralph here.
Ralph is present, yes. Tyrone Salam from WBAI.
Tyrone's here.
Tyrone present. Nancy Saibar and Aditomi from KPFT, I am present. Frank Sterling from KPFA. Frank, are you muted?
Sorry, I was muted. I'm here.
Frank present. Paulina Basilia from KPFK. Paulina, I do not hear you. Tom Borges from KPFA.
Tom is here.
Tom is present. We have six. We have quorum out of 10. Okay, let us start. I hope everybody got the agenda. Anybody here not get it? Frank, were you able to get the agenda?
I'm going to look again. I only looked on my phone earlier. The one I did see was hard to read because it took on that funny shape where at the bottom it was like two words per line, but looks better. What is the agenda here? Let's see.
Okay. Maybe you can advise.
I think this might be it here.
I'm using a smartphone because a computer's sick. And so when I send something, I should retype it all over and make, instead of like forwarding something that's already been sent. Do you think that will eliminate some kind of problems like that?
I'm not sure. I was
looking
at my phone too.
Maybe if you take a picture of it and send it. Well,
the font.
If I send a screenshot to people, they don't receive it on the email. They receive it on the text, but it's too much for the Gmail to, I don't know what it is. Anyway, I've had problem with screenshots. Okay, anyway, and I just sent some other agenda items. If we have time, I don't know if we have time, but because we're going to be polishing up that LSB committee, programming committee motion. Okay, I'm just going to say for the stream, because I did write that, I think, on, let's see, in case we do have time before 3 p.m. Eastern, I put some agenda items, and later on you can tell me, oh, we don't want this, we'll set it aside, or we'll table it, or we'll go after. One will be the 1, 2, 3 I sent, and whereas cross-communication is essential for the station's quality, be it moved that the PMB recommends to add the LSB to email list for cross-communication with management and paid staff and unpaid staff. This committee gave a motion to the PMB, which was passed last year, for a email list that would include and allow cross-communication among programmers and paid and unpaid staff. So that passed last year or the beginning of this year. So this motion would just be to, we need to decide whether we want to add an LSP.
Who is this?
Oh, somebody.
This is Frank asking the loud person to help.
Excuse me, Frank, can you start all over speaking to us?
Yes, I was going to say, everyone who has all the background noise, if they can mute themselves, it's very loud and distracting.
Oh,
if that's
okay.
You, I don't know what we can do.
It's your voice, I can hear it clearly now. So what were you saying?
I was saying that noise was too distracting. I could barely hear a word that you were saying. So
okay. Okay.
Is that Wendy? Thank you, whoever muted them. Thank you.
Okay. I sent that my
Nancy
time.
Nancy Thomas here.
Oh, Thomas, hi.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you got quorum.
Thank you. We did just barely make six, so you're seventh.
Well, I'm gonna sign off, like I said, because I'm in the middle of something. So.
You're busy.
Okay.
Yes. Thank
Good luck.
You, Thomas.
Yes. All right. Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right. The three more items that I put on for us to decide whether we want to touch or not, if we have time before 3 p.m. Eastern, is adding the LSB to this cross-communication listserv or email list, which includes the management and the paid and unpaid staff. So it's like three different groups or two different, I don't know how you want to say it. So we have to decide that. And the second one is, whereas KPFT programming has not changed since June in regards to mostly 20 public affairs shows moved to the HD2, be it moved that the PNB inquire to the KPFT GM of 1 month to improvement of programming concerning these moved shows. All right. So we have a new GM at KPFT. He's been here exactly 1 month, and today's his extra 1 month and 1 day. Okay. Then the other one is, whereas the COVID Race and Democracy Show, a Pacifica Network collection, is airing on 4 of the 5 Pacifica stations, be it moved that the PNB ask the KPFA GM why this show, is not airing on KPFA. Okay. It may be, we may not get to these things. And if you have some kind of agenda item, please speak up at that time, because we and send to everybody so everybody can be thinking about it. All right. Shall we start? Do I have a move to accept the agenda? And the first thing on the agenda is the polishing up of the motion for the LSB Programming Committee. Are there any objections? Well, hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. Okay, so
this is Frank here. I'm still trying to find the agenda in the email.
Okay, I'll resend it. Yeah, I'll resend it.
All right, yeah, because there's a couple of motions, and it looks like one says agenda, but I don't see it in that email.
Okay. Let me
send it to everybody.
Everybody. Good idea. Thank you, Tom. Does anybody have any kind of agenda and you want to add today? Okay, if you do, just speak up later. I think I found it.
Anybody have?
Hey, I'm going to read it.
Oh, dear. What did you say, Frank?
Hello again. Yeah, Frank here, KPFA. I was hoping, since we're trying to start a fundraising committee on the KPFA LSB, I wouldn't mind exploring also how the programming committee could expand our membership.
Good.
Just throwing that out there for something we can talk about.
Yes.
Because if we can expand our membership, hopefully more funds will come in, and you know how our programming is tied to membership. Maybe we could put some sort of campaign or something to just attract new listeners, maybe a one-time thing or an ongoing thing. So just throwing that out there, tying some programming to membership growth.
Okay. Would somebody take over chair while I send this thing so I don't make, lose time? Sharon, you want to be chair? I don't think you've done chairing before.
but why don't you take some?
I'm outside and there's a lot of noise where I am.
Okay. Well, we can hear you well.
If you still have Memphis at KPFA, it'll track new and renewing. If you enter it when the call comes in.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'm also Frank here again, KPFA. I'm also going to be back here trying to some better notes for my committee reports. Anyway, so I accidentally forget to unmute you here. My typing just let me know or something. I just feel like I need to be more prepared for some of the stuff we talked about, and I'm trying to get better notes on what we do. Thank you.
Frank, it's my fault because I made a typo on your email, and I don't think you've been receiving emails timely fashion. Anyway, one letter of your name was missing, so I don't think you were getting anything. It's just awful. So today I corrected that.
Okay, thank you, and I'll double check. I get some, so I know some are coming through.
I would just say real quick, you know, the bylaws has a waiver of the $25 membership fee for indigenous people, people too poor to afford it, or it would be a very hardship on them. But they have to
indigenous.
Yeah, thank you, Sue. Yeah, feel free to correct anytime. The thing is they have to ask the LSB, and the LSB has to vote. Yes, you can have a membership without having to pay $25. I mean, like, if they can't come in for 3 hours, it's a hardship for volunteer work, then they can get it. And right now, COVID is restrictive of people coming in and out of the stations. So the problem is, well, the answer is, you know, there's a lot of prisoners, and they could apply if they knew about this in the bylaws. It's in the bylaws, and it's not being told enough. You know, not that many new people will go to the bylaws and look up the bylaws and read it and find out, oh, I can get membership even though I cannot afford $25 a year. So that's how we could easily get already people who are listening to us, some of our very loyal listeners, and increase our membership. And in this case of two stations, KPFK and KPFP have lost too much membership in order to qualify for a future CPB grant. So we could easily get it, because California and Texas has lots of prisons. I think there are prisons everywhere at all stations. So I just put that out there, okay? Y'all keep it in mind.
Very quickly.
Yes, yeah. Sue, you want to be chair? I want to get this email out to everybody. Can you do chair in a moment?
Oh, gosh.
Somebody, come on. Who else is here? Ralph, you want to do chair? Tom? Wally? Frank?
I'm driving.
Yeah, no, don't do chairing if you're driving. No. Okay, who else did I say? Frank, can you chair a little bit while I get this email to everybody?
I'm sure. Just let me hand this off to somebody outside here.
At KPFK, sometimes some of the pitchers pitch that you can get your membership waived, especially if they think they have a low-income audience.
Okay, thank you. Can you guys hear me okay when I talk like this?
Yes.
Okay, so I lost my little cell phone mount that keeps it closer to my mouth. All right, so I can try to host a meeting without the agenda and say, look, see what I got. You want to just tell me what the first thing is?
It's polishing up that the motion that I withdraw, or no, Thomas withdrew it. He made a substitute motion, and there were a lot of changes that were added after the committee voted on it. So that's why I wanted to withdraw it from the PNB. It was supposed to be presented, but Thomas agreed with me, so he told the PNB we're going to withdraw it from the...
They're talking about the motion on LSD programming committee?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead and send the email, and I guess I can start reading the motion if people haven't read the motion in a while. Or what we could talk about since you guys made some possible changes. You know, I guess we're going to have to let me read what the email says. Polishing up is on the agenda under every.
Oh dear, I think I sent something that really was unnecessary. But anyway, it's not that bad. Okay, I just sent it out. Let's see, what is it? It's 10 minutes after the hour. Now that's the motion that Thomas was going to submit to the PNB as a substitute, but he withdrew it, so it's back to the committee in our hands now. So I started with his, and then I put little brackets where there was something that was changed after the committee, after our last committee. And then I put parentheses on maybe possible wording to polish up something. Did everybody get it?
I see. Go ahead. Are you still sending the email? Go ahead and do that. I see the one, and I do see brackets and parentheses. I'm going to copy it because it has the cell phone format we talked about. So I'm just going to paste it into a different place here and make it without the formatting, and maybe I can get it to be make it a type and see.
Okay,
let's see.
And I resent the other three items that if we have time. I don't know if we'll have time for that or not. Okay. Okay.
All right.
I will read. I'll read for the committee.
Are you here?
Public.
You don't need me to host anymore?
No, unless you want to.
No. I was just trying to occupy time while you sent the email. Thank you for saving me. Go ahead.
I have sent it. Frank, I'm really worried whether you're going to get it, because every time I punch in with each letter, I punch in your email. Sometimes it comes out with that old one, and I just don't know how to inform my phone not to do that. And I've already changed it in my contact list.
Yeah.
But it still comes out like the old one. Did you get it? Oh, you said you got it. Okay.
Let's see.
That's right. Motion
I didn't get
on
the
LSD
one you
program. Uh-huh. It was 10 minutes after the hour.
10 minutes after the hour. No, I didn't get that one. You want to just send it to friends at kpfa.org till we get it worked out?
Say
that's easy.
Send to where?
Frank.
Who?
At
friend?
KPFA. Yeah, Frank at kpfa.org.
Oh.
Sorry, everyone.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean for you to say it on the stream. Oh.
It's public knowledge anyways. It's on the website.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Frank at kpfa.org. Okay. Are other people getting this?
I didn't get nothing. At 10 minutes after the hour. I'm going to refresh my email one more time. Let me see. No, the last one I got came at 9:50 a.m. Today, PNB Programming Committee agenda, part of Sunday, September 26th. That's what I got.
Okay. 14 minutes after the hour. I just sent only to you, Frank.
At kcfa.org. Yes. Thank you.
Who said yes?
Okay. That's me, Frank. I got it.
Oh, good. Okay. Did everybody have it?
And I believe she's talking about the motion on the LSP programming committee, correct?
Yes. Correct.
And it will have brackets and parentheses.
Okay, let's get at it now. Okay. All right, this was Sharon's motion from last year. We're just now getting to it. Okay. Anything in a bracket is something that we changed after the last meeting. Okay. Motion on LSB Programming Committee, sponsored by Director O'Rourke. Oh, this is a part of the substitute. This disregard, as well as Directors Reyes, Pointer, and Lark, because they were going to support this. Okay. Whereas Article 7, Section 3, G of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws expressly requires each local station board, LSB, quote, to work with station management to ensure that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming, unquote. That's from the bylaws. Be it resolved that the PMB direct each local station board by, and here it is, September 30th, 2021. We need to change that date. Anybody want to suggest a different date? October
15th? Frank here from KPFA.
Yes, yes.
Well, I guess I would like to feel out, yes, what other people are thinking. Let's see, we're about to get into October, and then, of course, November, December, holiday month, basically. I kind of feel like they go out the window, but basically halfway. So I feel like it's either going to be October sometime or January to me, because personally, once you get into the holiday months, I feel like most things go out the window once you get halfway through November. You got the Thanksgiving or un-Thanksgiving, however you like to refer to it. And then you have the Christmas season where everyone's kind of doing their own thing. So if we want to keep it in a close period of time and try to make them get this done by October sometime, pick a day, whatever day you want. Try to maybe the end of October. I just feel like something that we're asking like this is going to take some doing. You know, and maybe they could start the process, and you know, we could have it going by January and have it in effect. Otherwise, I feel like if we give them too tight a date, they're just going to, I don't know. I feel like they disregard things when they want to at places. But if it's a tight date, I feel like that gives them more reason to just disregard it or to not, to have an out, actually. It's like, how could I do this at this time? Or I couldn't get it done in that short of time. Anyways, I'm just throwing out some dates. I would say late October or skip the holiday months as a time that's already busy enough for everybody and move to January. That's my suggestion.
Okay. All right.
How about October the 21st?
21st. Okay. All right. In this motion, we put that it would be on a pro tem basis, any chair or any secretary, and for this year. And then starting 2022, then it would be they elect a chair after three meetings or and a secretary, and it will really get started. And they need time to make a card on the actually we should write a card in the form so they don't have to be oh, what do we do? You know, we have to write a card. You know, because some stations are bare bones. They don't have anybody to write cards, to invite the public to become a part of this committee. Okay, we'll skip that now, about the date. So I have October 21st here, and I have also January. All right, now, let's see, to establish an open LSB program committee or instruct its existing committee to, and here's the bracket. Is that a baby or is that an animal? I wonder. Provide written oversight of, and this is in brackets, this is what we added after we had passed the original motion. Okay, provided written oversight. Does anybody have problems with this? Because we did not discuss it as a committee. Okay? I don't hear anything yet. All right. And assistance, that means us, the LSB programming committee, not us. I mean the LSB programming committee will have written oversight of and assistance for the station's programming, including but not limited to. Then it's got about, how many points here? I think 10? Is it 10 points? I think so. But there were more. Okay, number one, how programming needs are determined. Number two, how a show's programming staff, paid, unpaid, and paid, we added that, are selected. Does anybody have a problem with paid or unpaid? Instead of just saying programming staff. Okay. See, how, number three, how and what programming agreements are made. Number four, how shows are scheduled and preempted. Number five, how, and we added unpaid and paid, programmers are educated, trained, supported in technology, production, and then we added and in the areas, this is the bracket, areas of anti-racism, anti-gender bias, and preventing sexual harassment. And then close bracket. Okay. Number six, how and how often programming is evaluated and by whom? W-H-O-M. Number seven, how listener feedback is obtained and shared via a survey, an email, a snail mail. And then here we are. I don't know if we need to add anything. I just put brackets there with empty space in it, and I put a parenthesis through the committee's email account or postal box. Okay, next. So that this committee, this LSB programming committee, assisting the LSB shall report to the listeners the feedback results through the monthly LSB show, if one exists, and if not, one should be created as soon as possible. Here we have another brackets with nothing in it, and I am suggesting to be in compliance because earlier this year, the communications motion from the governance committee, National Governance Committee, passed, the PMB passed that motion, which required an LSB show. And also, the GM has to make a show, and both of these shows, half the time is for callers, you know, comments or questions. So that's why I put to be in compliance. And posted on the station's website with precautions for privacy and sent to the membership if the membership has a newsletter. Number eight, how programming decisions are appealed, grieved, or challenged. Number nine, how programs are moved, extended, lengthened, shortened, or removed. Number 10, the ratio, and this was added after we met, the ratio of public affairs programming, including news, to music shows, as well as the ratio of live shows and call-in shows. Okay, so I put maybe we should put number of call-in shows instead of the ratio of the public affairs, programming, news, and music. What's the ratio? Just put the number of call-in shows. Maybe we should add in how much time they give. All right. Where's the rest of where's the rest of it? I can't see it.
Sue,
okay. Does everybody see? Yes? Yes, Sue?
Number 10, I'm again it. I'm not voting, but...
Yes. What is your reason?
What about WPFW and KPFT has more music and makes more money off of music than I, A, or K? They should have their own.
Yeah, every station is going to have their own programming. But the programming committee will note how many shows are music, how many shows are public affairs, how much, what is the ratio of the two? It's always going to be more music than public affairs in some stations.
It seems like there's an implication that music shows are inferior.
The bread and butter at some stations.
This is Frank. Frank here, KPFA.
Yes, Frank. Yes.
I think I just want to clarify, and I think that'll help the person just speaking after I missed your name. That you're just asking for the numbers so we could make determinations. This ain't trying to regulate the percentage of which is which. This is just so we know what it is. And then after we know what it is, you know, that would just be open for conversation on if this is a viable plan or if this is working or what's working here, what's not working. It's not to delegate which hours are which. This is just asking for the numbers.
Yes. This committee will be an oversight committee. But we did not agree to use the word oversight, but we could. But, I mean, it's just a... studying and overseeing what's happening, make a report and deliver it to the LSB. That's what this committee is about.
Okay.
Does that help you, Sue? You feel better now?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right. And I'm really interested in how much time we give to call-ins at each station. Because that's where you connect with our listeners who own the stations. Okay. Number 11. Let's see. I forgot something. Number of call-in shows I put in parentheses with a question mark. And recorded, pre-recorded shows. So we can say, well, we have this many shows that pre-record, this many that are live, this many that have call-ins, this many are news and programming. Okay. Number 11, this was new. The status of foreign language programming, Spanish and other languages. And then I wrote in parentheses, maybe we need to say why we are putting that up there. In compliance with required diversity of the mission or of the mission's required requirements or of the mission. Okay, the next one, 12, was also added. The ratio of shows produced locally to those produced elsewhere in the Pacifica network or from outside the network. Number 13 was also new. The process for proposing and developing new shows. Okay, number 14, this was we already had before. The status of organizing and supporting the integration of interns and volunteers. And the last one, as well as how the transition to multimedia for visual and audio programming is expanding as outreach mechanisms with the intention to foster programming that is more accessible to people with varying abilities, capacities, and preferences. Now, I'm going to have to explain to the PNB what these last things mean. It means, like, with captions for the hard of hearing, and maybe captions in foreign languages for more international draw, and also having visual updates or visual programming at a click of a button that young people prefer to do. So it'll make us a fantastic media because we'll have the terrestrial connected with the digital media and with visual. So I think we will be better than all the others. That's just I'm sorry. I should have put myself on the stack. Okay. The next part is, it is required that the general manager, GM, or interim GM attend or arrange the participation of the program director, PD, or interim PD, with and during the LSB programming committee meetings that shall occur monthly, at which time the IGM or IPD shall give a written report and or updates about these points and subject areas, as well as, and here we added, any justification for not having followed specific recommendations. Okay, so here, this is a little touchy. It's a specific recommendations. You know, they have to tell us why. You know, if the programming committee decides, well, suggest something, but the manager or the program director thinks it's not a good idea, they need to say why. And then we use that word written report and updates from the manager or the GM or the GM or the PD. Does anybody have any problem with this or any comment? Okay, so any justification for having followed specific recommendations made by the LSB program committee. Next, the size of the committee shall be no more than 16 members. And the term of membership shall be for a period of 1 year, except for 2021, which shall be September through December, with Chair Pro Tem and Secretary Pro Tem. Okay, this was added, I think Thomas put this in. So do we want to make this committee 16 members, 15 members, 14? You know, what do we want? And then, do we want to have them, now this says for a period of 1 year until the next year comes, but do we want to have a limited tenure like LSB have, you know, 6 years, then you got to take 1 year off. I mean, 1 year off, you can still attend as public comment, but you cannot be a voting member of the LSB committee. This was, I forgot who said this, that in the past, and I mean long time ago, and a few people on this committee remember the program council. The last time we had the program council at KPFT was 2012 in February. It ended by a vote of the previous LSB and never came up again. And the general manager was telling everybody to disregard letter G because it's not necessary, and that means LSB collaborating with management. And he was supported. This was very supportive of the majority of the LSB was supportive of that. So here we have a chance to make an LSB program committee mandated by the PNB. That means like having a program council again. Now, does anybody have a different opinion about how the size should be? Should we keep it completely open to the number of people, and should we have a limited tenure? We have to discuss it. We did not discuss it. This was thrown in at the last moment. Anybody want to comment? How do you feel? Okay. I will go on. Yeah, go ahead, Sue.
I wanted a full range of different staff and PRA and everything. it's probably too late to say this, but I suggest you have a part that says, and they're strongly urged to try to recruit someone from the PRA, someone from the paid staff, someone from the unpaid staff, someone from the listeners, the previous listeners, and so they can say why they left. And I guess it's too late for all that.
No,
or it's already kind of micromanaging. I predict that it won't pass with all this details, number 10, 11, and 12, I think.
Okay. The PRA, the staff, the listeners, are all...
The unpaid staff.
Yeah, unpaid staff are all able to... prohibition of anybody joining this committee.
That's not the point. The point is that an effort to be made to get a full range of stakeholders of the station, because they always have new and different ideas. And now they come from a different point of view.
In 2013, there was the PMB-mandated LSB Programming Committee, and it was never implemented at all five stations. And it had one-third of the committee was staff, elected by staff. One-third of the committee was LSB listeners. Is that right? LSB listeners, I think, elected by the LSB. And then one-third was about the manager's choice. So it never was accepted at all five stations, and just stayed withered on the vine.
Well, if you make it urge, no, I know, but it make it urge every 6 months, urge the range of people to join, and if they don't join, you've got another 6 months until you have to try again.
Mm. Hi, folks. This is Paulina joining me.
Oh, hi, Paulina.
Hi,
KPFK, Paulina Vasiliev. She's joined this committee. She was on last year, and due to some vacancies, she's volunteered to be on this committee again. You want to say something? Introduce yourself, Paulina.
Sure. Hi, everybody. Glad to be back. I'm Paulina Vasiliev, from KPFK. I'm on the local station board as a staff representative. I am a volunteer programmer with Spanish language programming at KPFK, and also I co-produce COVID, Race, and Democracy, the national show. I'm also the foundation secretary currently. Thank you. I think that's all for now. Oh, and looking forward to doing, that's all for now. Thank you.
Okay. We're going through the first, LSB, programming committee right now. And, there are things in brackets that were added after the committee, met. And then there are things in parentheses that are just possibilities. And the size that Thomas put in here, I forgot to bracket this, the 16 members for 1 year period. And there's no limited tenure. And one person said if you don't have limited tenure, that they have to get off after, say, for example, LSBs have to get off after 6 years and have a 1 year break, then you will have the same people year after year after year. And this person wanted limited tenure. And then Sue just brought up before you got on, Paulina, that we should make every 6 months a change.
Or a year.
Or a year. Well, it's in there already for a year. It'll be changing. And urge people from staff, people from PRA, people from the listeners, the non-LSB and LSB. Well, we'll have to be very
unpaid
careful.
Maybe. Staff.
Yes,
unpaid,
unpaid
staff.
Yes, unpaid mm-hmm. and paid staff. All right, so I tried to tell her we cannot force people, and she wants us to urge, and I'm not sure how we can urge except make a super-duper script to be played to invite people. Okay.
Send them an email.
Well, something.
So I have a question. Currently, how many of the five stations actually have something like a programming local programming committee or a program council?
Two, WPFW and KPFK. That's all. The other three, nothing. Am I right? If I'm wrong, correct me, anybody. Okay.
WBAI was in a big hurry to create a programming council type thing.
Sharon, Ralph, is there a programming council at WBAI? Don't know of? Sharon?
We do have.
Not that I know of.
Sharon, what have you heard?
Well, there are a few people talking about it and working on trying to get one together.
I see. Okay. Yeah, good. I'm glad there's interest there, but not one yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, let me read the last part, the last paragraph of this long motion.
Oh.
At least two LSB members shall volunteer to be members of this LSB programming committee. Oh, they forgot to put the word programming. When the LSB programming committee is being formed or its membership renewed, invitations to join the peace programming committees to the listening public shall be announced on air minimally 4 times daily. As members' input is essential, any member who attends the inaugural meeting of such a programming committee or subsequently attends 3 consecutive meetings and signs the attendance sheet at each meeting or identifies their name to the chair or secretary at each virtual meeting, becomes a voting member at the beginning of the 3rd meeting. Anyone missing 3 consecutive meetings loses their membership at the end of the 3rd meeting. The committee shall elect a chair and secretary no later than the 3rd meeting of the year, starting in 2022. The public comment shall be welcome at each meeting. Okay.
This is Pauline. I have a question.
Yes.
So, my understanding is, of course, if a station doesn't really want to do this, nobody can truly force them, and that's fine. But should a station form something like a programming committee or a program council, would they then be expected to have obey by this resolution, meaning, for instance, their programming committee will have to have this kind of constitution rather than, say, being a little social club that would gatekeepers? I mean, are we trying to help people who are interested in having something like this have a more democratic structure for this endeavor? Is that the idea?
Yes, and if it does not come to pass, then why? Is it the lack of participation from the GM or the PD? Then that goes in their evaluations. Is it because there's lack of interest? That's always going to be a threat, lack of interest, but if you have a mandated by the PNB, then all stations must make an effort to do it. It's oversight. It's really oversight. Although we put the word assistance in there, and I'm wondering whether, I mean, in overseeing, are we assisting? I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, hopefully not what do you call it? The opposite of assisting, that's for sure.
Well, should we take out the word assistance? Because would it be considered micromanaging to oversee to and then make a report to the LSB, you know, what's happening, and to the listeners during the LSB report? There are other ways, I mean, to the input, all the input from the listeners. You know, I would like to add some kind, this programming committee have a, some sort of private email, not made by the management. Because in the past, lots of input was given to the so-called programming committee email, and the programming committee never got anything. It was funneled someplace else, and this was a long time ago when I was on the program council. But if we have a separate private one, and then the committee will have to decide who they're going to, you know, have taking care of that. It may change every year. I don't know with the committee. And even maybe a postal box. We have done that too, but nobody sent anything, and I think it's because nobody knew we had a postal box. I mean, some people knew, but they didn't do it. Because when you can send anonymous input by postal box, you know, with an email, you cannot do anonymously. So that input from listeners is real important. And I have seen a thick, 1-inch thick, printed input from KPFT listeners on one survey. It was just enormous amount of comments.
You can get an email with a fake name.
Well, I mean, anyway, that's up to the committee to make and decide who's going to be trustable to be the administrator of that. Okay.
Quick question, Nancy. So this would only apply then, should it pass, to future committees to be formed. So if people already have programming committees, they don't have to, like, go back and change their rules or what?
It says at the beginning of it that if they have one, they'll change it to accommodate these rules. At the beginning, it says to establish an open LSB program committee or instruct its existing committee.
Oh, I see it now. Thank you.
Okay. I would like some. Yeah. Go ahead, Sue.
This is not a must carry, is it?
Yes, it is. If the PMB passes this, they will instruct each LSB to get their act together, get it done.
Okay.
And if it does not get done, the reasons for it needs to be reported. And LSB is supposed to make evaluations annually of the PD and the GM. This is not getting done either, and this needs to be done. And if it's a majority of an LSB that does not care to do that, you know, these annual evaluations, then the minority needs to step up to the plate. I mean, maybe we need to make a resolution in the PMB that both need to do it. Because when there is a supportive manager from the majority of an LSB, sometimes the manager just does whatever he wants. And the minority faction of the LSB feels like, oh, it's hopeless. Oh, we don't have anything to do. No, they should have something to do. A minority report should be treated seriously as a majority report. Oh, I'm preaching. I'm sorry. Anybody else want to stack floor? What is your urge, the thing you really want to have in this thing that's not there? Or speak up.
I agree with what you said, that the minority report is very important. Look at the Supreme Court. Many times the minority report is more on the money than the majority report. Not that we're making any decisions but the idea of how we get to a position. The minority report is always important. Thank you for that. Ralph.
Oh, was that Ralph? Is that Ralph?
That was Ralph, and I said, Ralph, okay. The minority report is extremely important. I agree 100%. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Everybody, that was Ralph Pointer of WBAI. I forgot I wasn't sure. Okay. Yes, and maybe it needs to be required. Then there's no excuse not to make one. You have to make one. And you have to have the cooperation staff, of listeners, or anyway, you need cooperation to make a report. It should not be just the majority wants to do and then it gets done. And if the majority doesn't want to do, then it does not get done. And then the bylaws is being violated because it should be an annual evaluation every year. Oh, I'm preaching again. All right. Thank you, Ralph. Anybody else? You know, I don't feel like everybody's ready to do this. Like, it's like we've been off like almost a month. Not quite, but almost a month, 3 weeks at least. And, we worked so hard. We worked like 4 hours last time.
This is Frank, KPFA. Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
How about we just start at the top again and start moving through and, either accept or disregard the changes or, you know, finish off the brackets and the parentheses and, let's just wipe it out that way. I feel like, there's suggested changes or needs. It says need change ? We read through it with the changes and what we're expecting. Maybe we could just, maybe we could make our way through it and finish this by, just starting back at the top again and stopping at the changes and, instead of just reading through, work the changes out, and then once we get to the bottom, we'll be done.
Okay. I would suggest somebody else's voice, since I read it already. I like somebody, different voice. You know, you get tired of the same kind of voice. I always feel like
this. Public comment?
Male voice. Yes. Who is that? Is that Raymond?
Yes.
Speak.
Frankly, I don't approve of the nature of this proposal because if it isn't micromanagement, I've never seen micromanagement. But there's a more practical issue with KPFK. KPFK's membership in committees is limited to one less than LSB members. So if you have 3 LSB members volunteer or be threatened with some dreadful thing if they don't come to a meeting, you can have 2 other members. Now, I don't know how you're going to deal with that without telling the LSB at KPFK, which is perfectly all right with me, how to run its committee.
Who's that?
Was that Sue?
Yeah.
Okay, Sue, go ahead.
I think they made that rule especially for the finance committee, and I think that might be willing to let go of it for this committee.
Okay.
Ralph?
Paulina with a suggestion.
Yes, Paulina.
I would think it would only make sense before this motion is fleshed out and actually submitted to or voted on, to consult with the currently functioning programming committees at the stations that do have them to see, we know whether, just to seek input, right? If we seek input, it won't be an imposition should this pass. What do y'all think?
Yes. Yes. I wanted to send this. I wanted us to get this done so much to our satisfaction and send it to all five boards and beg them, hey, comment. What do you feel? You know,